But if we are not known about our own selves, the philosopher says we are fools, we are ignorant. Man body is the highest in creation, we should develop all around, physically, intellectually and spiritually. Physically we know so many paths how this man body can be kept, in health. Outside intellectually you know, we can hear, see men talking from thousands of minds through radio, television. We can go around the world in hours. We are reading the moon. Last night also, another trip was taken to moon, you see. We are at other trying to attend other men too. With all these in mind, advancement, we are not happy because we have known little or nothing practically our own self, what we are. What. So Master said that this one thing, the only remedy is to come out of this delusion or ignorance, or out of this optical illusion, is to leave the boat, rise above. Now all Master came from time to time, they preach the same thing. I'm telling you in this way, they said in their own way. Emerson said, tap inside. Christ said, except we be born anew, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, Jewish, said, was a very learned man. He came up, Lord, we are elderly people, how can you re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? He said, well, look here, people worship you like anything. You are a very great learned man. Don't you know that spirit is born of the spirit and flesh of the flesh? Then he said, you must be reborn. One birth in this man body, the other into the beyond. When you rise above, your whole angle of vision has changed. This very world appears to be all changing. Similar to these very things are preached by rishis of the old. There is a custom among the Hindus, they make children twice born at the age of 5, 7, 9 years old in the old days. Even now that custom prevails. They gave them Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra means rise above bodies and catch the ray of the sun to be one with the sun. O God, direct our souls to that truth. This is a prayer. And children were given demonstration of rising above physical body and see the sun rise within. That custom still prevails amongst the Hindus. But they give the same mantra, but no demonstration for want of practical people. It is just a process of leaving the body. This is a process of to be reborn. First we must die, then reborn. We should rise from the physical body above, die this way, rise that way. That is why I said to you, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the mysteries of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. I see you might have attended some man dying. What happens? He does not recognize you. You call him, he does not hear you. Because the attention is withdrawn from the eyes and ears. Ultimately, the eyes are upturned. And drops in comes. This is dying this way, dying that way. In actual death, the cellular cord, which is based on the reactions of the past karmas, that is broken. in this life, to die while alive, that silver cord still remains intact, not broken. You have to come back. Prophet Muhammad in Quran says, Mautu Qiblat, learn to die before your death. They came to the Prophet and said, is it a death which leads us to the grave? He said, no. It is such a death that won't lead you to the grave, but it is a death which will lead you from darkness to light. Sun sets this way, rises the other way. So they go, you got the man body, go, learn to die and derive the full benefit from your man body. And this all other master, Dadu, says the same thing in his own language. Die before die, you will that everybody has got ultimately. Guru Nanak says, learn to die, learn such a yoga, how to leave the body at will. Then he goes on to say, learn to die 100 times a day. I was in India 3 months back. I am now here. No more there, but here exists, is it not? There is something like that. So for that reason, Maulana Rum, he says, we are in the prison house of the man body. It is locked from all outside. We cannot run away out of it. How to go out? We can make a hole in the roof and go out. So it is what something takes cross daily. This is cross. Rise up body, daily. Saint Paul said, I die daily. I am quoting all this to you, the basic teachings of all scriptures, of all masters who came in the West, they have been the same. How to come out of the delusion is to rise above body consciousness. They said, man know thyself, Ginautisiaton. Greek philosophers said in their own language, oh man know thyself. Latin philosophers also said the same thing, nasi tipsum. Guru Nanak says, unless you rise above body conscious and know yourself, you cannot be out of the delusion. So man knows thyself, we generally take it as a level of senses or driving influences to our feelings. It is really a practical self-analysis of rising above body consciousness. Then know yourself, you'll find some power is keeping you in the body. I say this is my spectacle, I put it up. My spectacle, is it not? This is my watch, I put it up. This is my coat, I can take it out. I say it is my body. Can you take it up? So this demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness is given by a master the very first day, how to rise. When you rise above body consciousness, your inner eye or third eye or the single eye is opened. Your attention will be drawn from all outside and from the body below. Then what you see, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. God is light. Take it that the light which is you is not darkness. So all masters, therefore, gave out, Maulana Rum says, O God, send us such like men who can take us out of the box of the man body. Those who rise above body consciousness daily, no sting of death is left. We are afraid of death because we do not know how to leave the body. What will happen to us in the beyond? If now we rise above body consciousness, can traverse into the beyond, then to go beyond is a happy joyful event. This is Swamiji, the latest Mahatma, also gave the same thing. This, how to rise above body consciousness, this will be demonstration given to you by some adept in that way. Guru Nanak, Guru Amar Das, after 70 long years, when he came to the feet of the second master, Sikh master, he came to know, well, these outgoing faculties are to be inverted. And people ask, what is that meant by outgoing faculty should be inverted? Yeah, well, sit down and see. It is a practical demonstration. Then what will happen? They say, when your outgoing faculty will be down to the seat of the soul in the body, body will become numb. And your inner eye will open to see the God. Very practical demonstration. So all masters said, such a master is what is like. His body seems to be working the world, but his soul is the mouthpiece of God. He speaks as inspired by God. He appears to be engaged in worldly affairs like anything, but when he wants, he rises above body consciousness and traverses into the beyond. This is a competency of God. That's the difference between him and every man. So Maulana Rumi said, don't take masters at the outer form, level of the outer form. They've got the same two eyes, you've got the same two eyes. They've got the two hands, so you've got the two hands. Difference between realization. A man is learned with a PhD degree. The other man has learned it. Auto form is the same. When you remain in contact, you know what he is. So God dwells in the temple of man body, which he has made in the womb of the mother. Of course, he does not reside in temples made by human hands. But he does reside in temples made by him in the womb of the mother. Once I gave a talk in London on my last tour, when I quoted this, God does not reside in temples made by human hands, one bishop arose, his name was Stubbs. You have thrown atom bomb on all our Christianity. Well, now this is what the Bible says. Outer models were made with a very noble purpose. We do respect to show that such like light is within you, such like sound is within you. As long as they are practical people, demonstration was given to them by a practical man. For want of them, now we are given every to the outer models only. We respect. They go there, that is for the beginners. But further thing, the models of which these were made, that we have forgotten. So, Maulana Rumi says, those who are awakened people, they look to their own body as the true temple of God. For others who are beginners, for them the outer temples are there, to start with. So you find this possibility can only be had in the man body only. It is only in man body that we can realize God. But to realize God, how can we realize? God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, by the mind or intellect. Mind or intellect can give you some understanding to certain and not further. So result is, we must know ourselves. Our soul alone can know God. Because being of the same essence as that of God, like knows the like. You light a candle, the flame will go up. The source is at above, sun. You throw a cloud of earth into the air, that will come to the earth because the source is there, earth. If we are just cut off, divided of all outward attachment, body and everything, naturally our soul would like to go to God. So, what is the obstacle that we ask? Master says we have seen God all around. We have also seen in the man body too. Guru Nanak went to Persia. Kazi Ruddin asked him, you are a great saint, you must have seen the house of the God. Can he say, yes, I have seen. What did he do? He described this man body. He said, there are two windows. From above, God asked us to come back home. So these are the things. Now they say, why we can't see you sacred? Because mind stands between you and God. As I submitted before, we are in a great delusion. Our souls are in control of mind, mind is in the control of outgoing faculties, and mind controls the intellect. Then how can we know ourselves? We have recourse to only such things which are concerning to these things only. So this is a practical demonstration can be given by a master. Now they come and they have analyzed why mind does not want to leave outside things. Because it is fond of enjoyments. And all enjoyments can boil down to two things, light and sound. Good scenery, good beauty and music. God has given us the same thing within us, more beautiful, more glorious, more enchanting, enchanting and more bliss-giving. And that is God's expression power, which has got two aspects, light and sun. Physical body, astral body is more beautiful than the physical world. All glory and beauty lies within you. Causal is still more beautiful. Super causal is still all speech when you beyond God, the two of whom are the Father is the two bliss-giving things. So Master say, if you put one foot on your mind, control it, the other step that you take, that will lead you to the house of God. So mind is the one thing that stands. But how to now control the mind? There are so many methods. By outward, following outward practices, by reading, singing, discussions, drawing inferences, with all that, mind still far away, then again runs away. So this obstacle, you see, can be had only if mind is given more, far more bliss-giving, far more beautiful than the outward environment. And that is within you. God, when you want to, just with God, when you want it to be many, there is vibration, and vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light. God is music of the sphere. That is within you. This obstacle can be removed only by means of joining you with the divine melody and light within you. Both the sound current and the light, when you see, you find that this begat mind leads off all outer enjoyment. This way to God is within you. Where the world philosophies end, there the religion starts. There are 10 doors in the man body. 9 are apparent, 2 of eyes, 2 of ears, 2 of nostrils, mouth and 2 underneath. These open to the sense world. When you rise up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eye, there the 10th door is, the knocking shall be opened to you. So, Master, what is that? He gives you a demonstration of that. How to withdraw your attention from all outside? How to withdraw from the body below? Just like man dying, his eyes are upturned, that's the seat of soul and back of the eye. When you come there, with little thought of his, he gives a way up. It's very difficult. Yogis have taken hundreds of years to rise above body consciousness. With little thought of his way up, you rise above, open the inner eye, see the light of God. So, mind can be controlled only when he gets that bliss. So that bliss, you see, all masters refer to these things. Not one, all. Aristotle told what? That I heard a sound within me which pulled me into higher spiritual planes. Plato had the same thing. Pythagoras had the same thing. Music of nature of all harmony, absolute truth clothed in light. So similarly, you see, so Aristotle had to say the same thing. Unstruck fire, Sarosha. Veda says so, Buddhist says so. So that is the water of life within each man. which is called by, you know, by whom? That's called the nectar of Naam. That is called Avihayat, water of life, bread of life. So that is within each one of us. But how to have that thing? By rising above body consciousness. Tulsi Saint tells us, a sound from afar is coming down, calling us back to God. Shamal Subrahi says, oh Shamal, hearken thee to the voice of God calling you unto you within. These are references given in scriptures, you see, one for all. Inner way is the same for all. Guru Arjan says, what he says, he who sent you to the world, he has sent you now man to call back. Messenger of God. John answered, no man cometh unto the Father except to the Son. So my purpose is just placed before you. This is one inner way. That is in man body only we can have it. But we need somebody who can give us a demonstration of that, something to start with. A man comes, gives a very beautiful lecture on the principles of business. But the people who hear them, they have got no money. They must give him some talents, as Christ said. Owner gave some talent to one man, the other so much, so much. So Master give us something to start with. Demonstration of that, and say, don't believe in the words of Master unless you see for your own self what is what, maybe little or more. We have to dwell from there. Where the word philosophy is, then there the religion starts. So, this is within each man, which some master God man, you say, or man in God, who is the mouthpiece of God, he gives you a demonstration to rise above body. So, the company of the saints, can be had only through the grace of God. This can be had within us, given by saints. And saints' company can be had only with His grace. And how God sends down grace, descends grace, He sees each man and says, what this want? My child wants what? If it's really after a yearning for Him, then learn to meet Him within us. He sees our trend of mind. He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where His benefits. To withdraw from outside, way up, and the God is there already. In the outer forms of which light and sound. So such a person is meant with the grace of God. And what yoga he teaches? There are so many yogas. The Hatha yoga is there, it makes your body fit. Prana yoga is there, you can prolong your life. Bhakti yoga is there, in which you have to make a hypothesis. But you cannot rise into the, what you say, unconditioned state. You may have a dip into that through Jnana yoga. So what yoga he teaches the yoga of the Sotshabha yoga, the natural yoga, the yoga of the attention, which a child, young man, or everybody can do. And that is given by Master, what? In little time, short time. Gives a sitting, all right, sit down. The God working in him, that gives us, of course, we respect him. So the saints bring the same ancient wisdom, no new thing. We forget from time to time. So Master has been coming now and then, east and west, to revive that very old world. After the departure of saints, as I told you, we forget their teachings, we forget the reality, and true religion remains back, need you to bind. And these outer formations come into existence, which are with us today, the labels of which we now carry on our bodies. Each religion has its own history. Six did not exist before 500 years. Mohammedans were not in existence before 1500 years. Christians were not before 2000 years. History shows that. Buddhists have their own time. So these religions were made with a very noble purpose to keep the teachings of the Master alive. As long as they were practical people, the people derived the benefit. As time passed down, for want of practical people, the same formations which were raised with very noble purpose result in stagnation, and stagnation results in deterioration. Master again come up and revise the old truth. So inner way is one for all. So how it is revised? God sends men who do this work. This means Christ said, "For I have not spoken myself of myself, but the Father which has sent me. He gave me a commandment what I should do and what I should speak." They know their purpose, what they have to do, very clear. Guru Nanak said, I only speak as inspired by God, inspired by God. Guru Arjan says, I simply say what He orders me to say. You see the same thing. My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me. Bible says. Kabir says, I have brought the message of God to you. I am a messenger of God. Prophet Muhammad said the same thing. I am the messenger of God. Come to say, there is God. You see? So saints say, we see with our own eyes. They don't say anything from the books. Books bear testimony to it. All masters were on the way, they said the same thing, of course, in their own languages, prevalent at the time. And now the right interpretation of the scriptures can be given by whom? Who has seen the way? If they are only interpreted at the level of intellect, some will say this, some will say that. No doubt a thing. So Dadu says, I have seen, I say and tell you, there is very few who can bear testimony that what I say is correct. And this is also Christ said, you see. We say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen. How parallel thought you find? All masters say the same thing. So we have got the man body, you see, highest in all creation. This is a golden opportunity that we have got to know God. You see, so long we have been in the man body, ever since we are born. We have also taken the labels of different schools of thought. Let us consider calmly where we stand now. If with the grace of God we have met with some person through whom that grace works, you have been put on the way, then high on. If not, if you really hunger for that, God resides in every heart. He will make some arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be given a contact with it. That's a matter of giving, demonstration, not to wait till you die years after. So we have got the man body. You see, this is message what the Master brings from time to time, message of God, what God is, we have seen. You can see. And He resides in every heart. So we should love God in all humanity. Says Master, when they come, they don't touch the outer labels we are carrying our different religions. That's the first step we have taken. Man is a social being. He must have some social body to live in. In the time of Guru Nanak and Kabir, there are only two main parties. Now there are more than 700 religions in the world society. So they don't tuck. Come to break, but to fulfill, remain. First step is all right. The other thing is to have a true living. That is necessary. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. This first thing is second contact with God. So these are the, by parallel study of scriptures you'll find, and they will be, by somebody who is adept in that way, through whom God sends grace, then you will also have the same thing within you. So God, true temple of God, is this man body we are carrying.
Good morning and welcome to the satsang for Master Kirpal Singh. The recording you listened to was the last 30 minutes of an evening talk given at the Unity Center in Miami, Florida on December 8, 1972. Our reader this morning is Eileen Picorni. Hello, Eileen.
Good morning, everyone. We will be reading three messages from the Master. The first one is, In My Heart I Have a Vision. And this is the 1967 birthday message. And it is also in the February 1971 edition of Sat Sandesh. Dear children of light, I send my hearty love and blessings to you, one and all, on this, my 74th physical birthday. I am a man in soul body, like each of you. All are men first, bearing the badges of one or the other religion. All mankind is one, with the same privileges from God, born the same way, having the same construction of their bodies, outer and inner, and the same conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness, enlivening the body. To be born in a temple is good, as it works as a casing of the kernel of truth alive. But to die while congealed to the casing and forgetting the kernel of truth within is debarring one from the truth, which is a heinous sin. In my heart, I have a vision of fraternity of spirit. Organized religion with too much emphasis on outer forms and rituals becomes fortified compartments of egotistic power more than instruments of service or aids of self-realization. These inevitably result in the quarrels with one another. We need a simple movement of the spirit with harmony and brotherhood of humanity and love for man, bird, and beast. I take religion as a yoga of life with love. Yoga means control of mind and of desires, vitiated with egotism. This will lead to real happiness if we renounce the fruits of our actions and work as instruments or puppets of the Lord. Let our actions be an offering to the Lord. Mind that spirituality is non-egotism. May our selfless work for spreading this message of the Master, which is God's work, draw many unto Thee, O Lord, and may our name be forgotten. Let us belong to the kingdom of the Master, the Word made flesh, and dedicate our life to the service of the Master, who is the beauty of simple life and selfless service. Let us follow the Master and make his noble teachings a part and parcel of our lives, and attune ourselves with Jyoti, divine light, and music of all harmonies, reverberating in all creation, which will open our inner eye and will leave no room in our hearts for spite or hate for others. What to speak of brothers and sisters who are united in the unbreakable bonds of the Spirit by the Master? Your hearts will be filled with love and compassion for all that lives, sentient or insentient, that is man, beast, bird, and all nature, we should lead and teach a life of compassion and love to all beings on earth. He really knoweth who loveth and serveth all, is the message of the wise ones of humanity. Like Buddha, Christ, and Nanak, it is the message which our daily life and modern world so piteously needs. I wish you progress spiritually and to lead a life of righteousness that is good thoughts, good words, and good actions. With all love, yours own, Kirpal Singh. The next two readings will be in Morning Talks, How to Develop Receptivity, number 1 and number 2. The first one is in chapter 27. Life comes from life. The radiation of a man who is enlivened with a God into expression power can be conveyed to another who is receptive. A man may be far away or he may be near. If he is not receptive, he cannot have life. Life is radiated through life and also through the eyes. Eyes are windows of the soul. The soul, which is enlivened with the contact of God, can radiate that enlivening principle through the eyes, not through the intellect. With the intellect, we can only understand what is what. Life is conveyed through life, and only to those who are receptive. Otherwise, they cannot be enlivened. So spirituality cannot be taught, but it can be caught like an infection by those who become receptive. A man may be living in the same house as the master for years and still might not have a spark of spirituality. A man who is living at a far-off distance and who is receptive will derive more benefit than one who is living close by, but is not receptive. The life of one who is receptive will become the abode of all good qualities. That is why Kabir says that it is no use sitting physically together unless your mind is receptive to the God in man. Receptivity is developed when all foreign thoughts are driven out. You remain and he remains. You are working at the back of the eyes, and the God in man is also working there. The eyes are the windows of the soul, and he teaches others without any language through the eyes. What I am telling you is a very delicate point, of course. You may be living for years with a master and yet not develop life. As you think, so you become. That life becomes infused in your life if you become receptive. You will become one, no more two. That is why St. Paul said, "It is not now I, but Christ lives in me." This is the very thing that has been given out by almost all masters, whether they came in India or abroad. Maulana Rumi says, "I am so much filled up with my master that I have forgotten what is my name, whether it is in me or I am in him. I can't differentiate." So this is something which comes to the fate of those who become receptive. He is all wisdom, grace, mercy, and love. These qualities can be developed in you by becoming receptive, not by word of mouth. By word of mouth, you will understand at the level of the intellect, But life cannot be radiated, infused in you, unless you become receptive. You follow my point? This is the reason why, even though hundreds of people may live together in the same house as the Master, they don't develop spirituality. I quoted two instances, one from St. Paul and the other from Mulana Rumi. Such a man is called a gurumukh. He becomes the mouthpiece of the guru, but not at the level of the intellect. At the level of the intellect, you may remember so many things about what the master has said and given out. That has no life. You are talking only at the level of the intellect. So life or consciousness is something else than intellectual wrangling or wrestling. You follow my point now? A very delicate point is brought out here. These things could not be explained in writing. Writings can't convey the words which come through the mouth charged by higher life. This is why Swamiji said, when you come to a satsang, derive the full benefit of it. How? Forget everything when you come to the satsang. Forget the environments and who is sitting by you. Forget even your body. You remain and he remains. Eyes speak to eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. When you are absorbed in this way, you will become receptive and receive life. Life cannot be conveyed through paper or the intellect. The intellect only explains what can possibly be explained in words, and nothing further. Sometimes language fails to express what is what. We are conscious beings, and we will become more conscious if we get the bread of life by becoming receptive. This radiation can be had while sitting quite close, or even sitting thousands of miles away. You can hear and see from thousands of miles by radio and television. If you are Nam personified, the word made flesh, then why can't you radiate everywhere? You can. The man who develops receptivity receives the true bread of life, and that will give more life. Life is there already within you, but you have not known your own self because you are environed by mind, matter, and the outgoing faculties. You are so much identified with the body and outward things that you can't disentangle yourself from them and know who you truly are. If you come in contact with your higher self, the higher conscious man, you will develop more. Guru Nanak said, only he is alive, O Nanak, whose soul has become united with he who is the mouthpiece of the God into expression power, called word or nam. If you become receptive to him who is word made flesh, naturally you will have more life. As I told you, spirituality cannot be taught, but caught by becoming more receptive. You can only become receptive through love. The man who has love, even while sitting with thousands of people, he still remains all alone because his whole attention is riveted on the Master, with whom he is concerned. This is the way that you can develop receptivity. By becoming receptive, you will have more life. By intellectual talk, you will only understand what it is meant by bread of life, and nothing more. There is a Sanskrit word called upanza. Upanza means to sit by a master. Nothing stands between you and the master. He is fully conscious, and you too are a conscious being. Conscious beings should have nothing between them except maybe the physical body, the outward faculties, or the intellect. We should rise above these things and come in contact with the higher self. This teaching is given by those who are alive. Those who are not in contact with the higher self cannot get life. When you get life, you will become the abode of all virtues. By self-introspection, you will weed out all imperfections. You try to have those higher virtues, but even then you fail here and there. If you get life within you, and if in addition you have self-introspection and weed out all imperfections from day to day, you will become more in contact. If you become receptive to a God-man, you need no diary, nothing whatsoever. You will get life direct, and when you get life, all other life, other things will leave you. When you sit by a fire, naturally all cold will go. You follow me now? Exactly what I mean to say? So this is what is got from the physical presence of the Master. Those who come to the Master and do not develop receptivity consider that they will have more from their own efforts. Of course, a little boost will help them, but you can learn more in this way than in any other way. Whenever you sit for meditation, what do? You have to make some effort, but it should be an effortless effort in which there is no question of doer. You should repose all hopes in the one in front of you or to the power which is also working within you. Books give references, but they don't give what is now explained to you. Kabir says if you are sitting physically near someone, but your mind is just going around all the world over, that's no upansa. You can't derive the full benefit from the presence of the Master. So the Master is not the physical body. He has a physical body to work through, but he is Word made flesh. The Master gives you a conscious contact with the God into expression power, which is the light and sound principle. The more you come in contact with the light and sound principle within the man body, where it is manifest, the more life you will have. So life comes from life, and you get it when you become receptive. At the time of initiation, you are giving a contact with the God into expression power. If you practice it from day to day, you can develop it. At the same time, you should have self-introspection and we are all imperfections. The more you come in contact with it, the more love, wisdom, and life you will have. By talking and attending discourses, you begin to understand something, but you don't get it. To understand is one thing, to have that being, that life, is quite another. As I told you the other day, satsang is a school in which you have come not only to learn, but to have spirituality. First you understand what is what, then through receptivity you will have that life within you. This is a vast subject. As you go in, you understand more and more. From thousands of miles, you are quite close to him if you are receptive. That is why Kabir said, the Master may be living across the seven seas, and a disciple is on the other side. If the disciple just directs his attention to the Master, he will have the same benefit as though he were close to him. For instance, when I get an application for initiation, I write back and say, all right, give him a sitting. It is the word power that communicates it. Never be deceived that the person who conveys the instructions is the giver. He is only the receptacle through whom the instructions are given. You can have initiation even from thousands of miles without going through anyone if you become receptive. But generally, people do not understand. That is why some people are authorized to convey the instructions of initiation. The initiation is actually done the very moment that it is authorized. That comes from the word within you or from the human pole where the word is fully manifested. You understand now what you learned from satsang? What you have from satsang? First is learning through theory at the intellectual level, and then having that bread of life. That will give strength to your soul. On spiritual health depends the life of mind and body, both. All imperfections will leave you, just as when you sit by a fire, all cold leaves you. By hearing the sound current, you become the abode of all virtues. By hearing, you can determine the direction in which you have to go. By hearing, your inner eye is open to see where you are going. Pity it is that we give little time to these things and only waste away our time in trifling things. I would say, when you have understood a thing, then follow it. So long as you have not understood, satsang will help you. When you have got something, then live up to it. And have only the company of someone who has got that life within him. That will give you a boost. These things are to be understood and then lived. By speaking about bread, your hunger cannot be appeased, but you must have bread to eat. That is why Christ said, "I am the bread of life. This bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partake of it shall have everlasting life." Partaketh of it. He is the bread of life, of course. He also says, "Eat me and drink me." What to eat? He is word made flesh. The more you come in contact with and devour that word, the light and sound within you, the more you will be eating the bread of life. That concludes chapter 27. And now we will be going to chapter 30, How to Develop Receptivity, part 2. If you wish to learn something of education, you will find it only in the schools or colleges. If you would like to have some medicine, you would go to a hospital. Similarly, when you want clothing, you go to a cloth seller. If you like to find God, then you must go to a true saint or master. What is a master? He is word made flesh who dwells among us. God is everywhere, but he is made manifest in the master. Satsang is called the company of Sat. Sat is unchangeable permanence. It is ever existent. Our soul, when divested of mind, matter, and outgoing faculties by the process of self-analysis, becomes the knower of the controlling power which is already within us, controlling us in the body. That controlling power of God is within each one of us, but our souls are identified with the mind and the outgoing faculties, so much so that we have forgotten ourselves and forgotten the over-self, or God. So, where such a soul is there, who has known himself by self-analysis, by rising above body consciousness, He sees God as I see you and you see me. Such a person is called a master or a saint. Wherever he sits, radiation will be there. Radiation comes from every pore of his body, but the special place of manifestation is through the eyes. Eyes are the windows of the soul. His soul is intoxicated with the love of God, and if you look into his eyes, radiation will be there. To derive full benefit from the company of a saint, you must be pure yourself. When you come to a place where a master is sitting, you should forget everything. Forget the environment around you and who is sitting by you. Just be fully attentive to the eyes of the master, which is where his soul has its play. You must be receptive to derive the full benefit of the company of a saint. Those who come near the master and their mind is, what you say, tossing about from one place to the other, and ripples are constantly arising in the pool of their mind, cannot develop receptivity. They cannot receive the full benefit of the radiation which comes from the master through his whole body and especially through the eyes. This benefit you can derive even when sitting thousands of miles away. Through a radio, you hear what a man is saying from long distance. Through television, you also see who is speaking. The word is everywhere. Word or nam or shabda are all one and the same. So the vibration of the man in whom the word is manifest permeates throughout the whole world. Those who become receptive by sitting, their mind and intellect derive full benefit. Kabir says, if the master resides thousands of miles across the seas and the disciple resides this side, he should just direct his attention to the master. The word is everywhere. You have just to become receptive. When you become receptive, you will derive the full benefit of satsang. So if you want to find God, then go to a place where a master is sitting. Let nothing stand between you and the master, not even his body. If you absorb your whole attention into the eyes of the master, you will get full radiation and have bliss-giving intoxication. This is the quickest and easiest way to derive full benefit from the company of a saint. When you become receptive, you will get higher intoxication. The world will be forgotten. You will derive more pleasure, more bliss from the beyond when you become receptive as compared to outside things. We are conscious beings and should become receptive or in contact with word or nam, the outer expression of which is light and sound. The more you come in contact with the word or nam, the more bliss and intoxication you will have as compared with anything outside. The mind will be still. The Upanishads say, what is that by having which you do not need anything more? It is to come in contact with the light and sound principle of the word made flesh. So the company of one who is word made flesh is called satsang. Therein you can find the radiation of God, and you can have it even from thousands of miles if you become receptive. That is why Maulana Rumi says, if you have only 20 minutes to sit by a saint, the result of the benefit that you derive from that short period cannot be had by thousands of years of true penances. When the fire is burning, sit by it. When the fire is ablaze, everything is burned. That it is far from effective and easier to have our sins burned away by the company of the Master than by practice of penances. When the word becomes manifested somewhere and you become receptive to it, your mind will be stilled. You can reflect your own self in it and can also reflect God within you. The only thing that stands in the way between God and you is the mind. You are not to put in anything from outside. It is already there. When the turbulent waves of the mind are stilled, you can see your true face in it. Do you follow now how to derive full benefit from the company of the Master? We will end here. I was reading In My Heart I Have a Vision, which was a birthday message from Master, 1967, and it was also in the February 1971 edition of Satsang Desh. And then we went to How Develop Receptivity in Morning Talks 1 and 2. Thank you, Master, for these blessed words, and thank you for this holy satsang.
And thank you, Eileen, for reading Master's inspiring words to us. There were 78 participants at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for bringing us together to strengthen our bonds of loving devotion to you.
Those who are initiated in the special grace of God, the purpose is our soul must go back to the lap of the Father through the light and sound principle which emanates from the Absolute God.